All right, we're diving deep today, folks, into the world of content marketing SEO.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And honestly, I'm pretty pumped about this one. You know me, I love a good SEO strategy.
Always got to be thinking about the search rankings, real.
Absolutely. But what's really cool about the sources you've pulled together this time is that it's not just about manipulating algorithms.
No, not at all.
It's really about creating content that people actually want to read, share, and link to.
It's about value,
Yep,
genuine value.
exactly. So that's what we're going to unpack today. How to build that killer content that brings in those valuable backlinks and skyrockets your SEO game. Okay, so I was going through these articles, and one thing that keeps popping up is this idea of linkable assets.
Yeah, that's the core of it all.
Now, for anyone who's not familiar with that term, could you break down what exactly makes a piece of content a linkable asset?
Sure. So a linkable asset, it's not just any old blog post, right?
Huh.
It's something special, something that other websites, other creators will naturally want to link to because it provides something unique, valuable.
And I saw this amazing example in one of the articles about this company that did this super in-depth analysis of project management software.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
They went way beyond like just listing features. They got into user reviews, pricing comparisons.
They even did their own original research.
Yeah, on user satisfaction and all these other things.
And that's what makes it stand out. People are always looking for those authoritative, trustworthy resources. And when you create something like that, something data-driven, something original,
It becomes the go-to. It's
exactly.
like instead of just talking about cheese, you're
Yes.
revealing the secret world of artisanal cheese making
Oh, I like
with
them.
interviews and data visualizations and all sorts of cool stuff.
It's all about adding that extra layer.
Absolutely. So how can our listeners, the people tuning in, how can they figure out what those linkable asset opportunities might be in their own area of expertise?
Well, it starts with thinking about what you know best.
Right.
What are you passionate about? What are those questions you get asked all the time? Those topics people are always seeking you out for advice on.
Yeah, like what's that unique knowledge you possess that you could turn into, like the ultimate guide or resource?
Exactly. Think about those gaps in information. What are people searching for but can't seem to find a comprehensive, reliable answer to?
Now, these linkable assets, they're awesome on their own, but they're especially powerful when it comes to SEO because they attract backlinks.
Ah, backlinks, the lifeblood of SEO.
I always think of them as those little votes of confidence from other websites telling Google, hey, this site's legit.
Yeah, it's like a referral system, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people get caught up in just trying to get as many backlinks as possible.
Oh, yeah, that's a mistake.
When really it's about the quality of those links.
It's about earning those links from authoritative, relevant websites in your niche.
Like one link from a well-respected industry blog is worth way more than like 10 links from random spammy websites, right?
Absolutely. Search engines are smart. They can tell the difference between a genuine endorsement and a shady link-building scheme.
Okay, so we've established that these linkable assets are the key to attracting those high-quality backlinks. But how do we actually create this incredible content? The sources seem to have a ton of different strategies.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack.
What are some of the key takeaways you'd highlight?
Well, one thing that really stands out is the emphasis on original research and data-driven content.
Oh, yeah, data's king these days.
People are tired of just opinions and rehashed information. They want insights, they want evidence.
So what you're saying is instead of just talking about a trend, go out and conduct a survey, analyze some data, get some real numbers behind it.
Exactly. Run some experiments, gather unique insights. That's the kind of content that gets people talking, sharing, and linking.
And it doesn't have to be like a huge research project, right?
No, it can be something simple, something tailored to your audience and your area of expertise.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, another strategy I saw mentioned a lot was data visualization.
Ah, yes, making data beautiful.
Because let's face it, no one wants to stare at a spreadsheet all day.
No, definitely not. You got to make it engaging, visually appealing.
So instead of just presenting numbers in a table, think about creating infographics, interactive charts,
Even short animated videos.
anything that helps people understand and process that information in a fun, digestible way.
Right. And remember, it's not just about making it pretty, it's about making it clear, concise, and insightful.
So basically, we're talking about taking all this amazing data and knowledge and turning it into something that people actually want to look at and share.
Exactly. And of course, underpinning all of this is the need for high-quality, well-written content.
Oh yeah, that goes without saying.
No matter how fancy your data visualization is, if the writing is clunky or confusing, people are going to bounce.
Right. So it's about finding that balance, right? Solid research, engaging visuals, and clear, compelling writing.
That's the trifecta.
All right, so we've covered a ton of ground here, but if you had to boil it down to one key takeaway for our listeners, what would it be?
That's a good question.
What's the big aha moment they should walk away with?
Well, I think it's about shifting your mindset from just creating content to creating content that serves a purpose.
Ooh, I like that.
It's about thinking about your audience, their needs, their pain points.
And then asking yourself, how could I become an invaluable resource for these people?
Exactly. What unique knowledge, what passion, what expertise do you have that you can share with the world in a way that's truly helpful, engaging, and yes, link-worthy?
That's a powerful thought to end on. So, folks, as you go out there and create your content, remember, it's not just about you.
It's about the value you bring to others.
And when you focus on that, the backlinks, the SEO juice, all that good stuff, it will follow.
It will. It will.
All right. That wraps up our deep dive for today.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
See you next time.